I'm Pat Morrison. The protests in the streets in Iran gave rise inevitably to protest art. Graffiti and street art have flourished in spite of many of the restrictions and the threats to those who put up that kind of art. Iranian art by people who no longer live in Iran but who were born there also forms a passage of memories, as is the exhibition is being called. Traces of Being, Iran in the Passage of Memories, is one of two exhibitions going on downtown in Los Angeles right now. The second one being the work of artists who are still in Iran, called From the Streets of Iran, works on paper by urban artists from Iran. My guests are here to talk about those exhibitions, what they show and also what they don't show, what they weren't able to get out of Iran and what they couldn't find out about the artists who are still working there. Shervin Shahbazi is a Los Angeles curator and arts professional who is curating the two exhibitions in downtown Los Angeles. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Amitis Motivali is an Iranian-born artist who works in L.A. and who shows in a gallery in Iran. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Shervin Shahbazi, why these two exhibitions now in parallel? People who are still in Iran creating art, street art in many cases, and people who live here now.
Well, excuse me, the idea with the graffiti show started months ago, way before the elections and the post-election events in Iran. And I always follow the contemporary art in Iran just because I can be there. And I like to watch the growth of contemporary art, but, you know, graffiti art is part of that. And when I started keeping track of what the graffiti artists do in Iran, I noticed that the images that they use is very different than what we see in L.A. or driving around.
How so? How would you describe them as different?
Well, the imagery, you know, would immediately communicate some social issues. Each one of them had something to say about the problems they're having as youth. And, excuse me, it wasn't so much that it was abstract and or too much calligraphy, you know, if you would. So that got me really interested. And when I started doing that, I thought that, you know, my audience is just going to be people who are interested in graffiti and other graffiti artists. But then the elections in Iran happened, and I saw that these artists started responding to what was going on the streets and creating works about them.
The images are very powerful. The image of a peace sign projected on a young woman's face. One that I found very arresting was a man kneeling with a gun, and at the barrel of his gun facing him down is a photographer taking a picture.
Gun versus camera,
very
yes.
Graphic. But there were some images that you couldn't get out of Iran and some artists you couldn't even contact in Iran.
Well, you know, as I said, we had started this process way before, and, you know, we were taking our time and, you know, communicating with everybody. And we had one person in charge who was our contact, which was Icy, one of the artists. And, you know, nobody thought that we were going to have this situation after the June elections. And so the first package they were going to send out happened to be a few weeks after the election. And because of that, when they went to the customs in Iran to present the packages for shipping, the customs agent basically did not like a few of the images and pulled them out of the package. And
saw a lot of green paint, which, of course, is a color of the
right
opposition.
Anything that really had green in it is what they pulled out, because to my surprise, there was another piece that made it in the first package, which clearly had a picture of Mousavi, who lost the election, and it's being painted over. But that made it. But anything that had green in it, they kept.
And you couldn't even get answers from some of the artists when you wanted biographical information about them.
Well, it wasn't so much that, you know, with everything that was going on in Iran, they were so preoccupied with, you know, they're also young, and they were, you know, I'm assuming they were participating, and they also were traveling. And, you know, because the internet was shut down, the texting was shut down, the phones weren't working, you know, that was really the main problem. It wasn't so much that they didn't want to provide any information. It was very difficult to communicate.
Works by Iranian and Iranian-American artists on exhibition beginning today at two places in downtown, at the Crew West Gallery downtown, From the Streets of Iran, work on paper by urban artists from Iran, some of it political in content, and Traces of Being, Iran in the Passage of Memories, at the Bradbury Building downtown. One of the artists exhibiting there, as I said, is Amitis Motivali, who was born in Iran and works here now. I saw one work of yours which looked like an installation piece of a floor with inscriptions on each of the stones. What was that about?
Yes, it was made of marble. I was just recently in Iran, and I was actually there for the election and the time after. So I realized one of the things that I was seeing more than anything else was marble, and it was kind of creating a facade throughout Iran. And this facade was mostly created right after the war. A lot of buildings had, just because of the bombardments of the war, Iran-Iraq war, a lot of buildings had been torn down. So people were making homes, condos, businesses, whatever, city buildings, with a marble facade and then marble interiors.
With bits and pieces of other buildings.
Well, no, actually. They were making it with very large slabs.
Oh, I see. They were rebuilding the cities and neighborhoods.
Very pristine. Yes, they were completely rebuilding it. And what it told me was that Iran was wanting to create a facade. They were really trying to say that we're rebuilding and we are rebuilding in a very lavish way. The other place that I kept seeing marble was actually in tombstones, because when I went back, most of my relatives had passed on. And so it was just I found that that was the material that was used throughout.
And what is the inscription on the stones?
It's actually a poem. It's a poem by Ahmad Shamlu.
And what does it say in part?
It says it's basically a poem that discusses looking and searching for bits and pieces of memory, but making a realization that the future is in your own hands.
We'd like to hear from you about this exhibition, which is opening today, and also your experiences of art in communities where artwork may be suppressed because of the artists and because of the political content. Are you an artist who may have been restricted in your own home country and find yourself here now? Call us with your stories at 866-893-KPCC or go to the Pat Morrison page, which you'll find at kpcc.org. Tell us your stories that way or call to talk to our two guests at 866-893-5722. Shervin Shahbazi, when you told the artists in Iran that you were going to be showing their work here, what was their response?
Well, I started communication with IC. And
what is that?
IC is one of the artists. And so basically not knowing each other, and because, you know, I'm not there and they're not here, we started a line of communication just to get to know each other. And then after a while, I proposed an exhibit. So he asked me what my idea was. When I told him, he really liked it. And he had done an exhibit with the other four artists that are in this show in Tehran in February. So they were very receptive, and they really liked the idea, and that's how it took off.
And so are they producing specifically for the exhibition, or are these items and works they've already put up in Iran?
Well, some of the work was already produced, and, you know, they were so busy responding to current events in Iran that, you know, any one of those pieces was automatically qualified to be in this exhibit.
What do you hope that people who go to this exhibition about the Iranian artists, what do they you want them to take away knowing about Iran, knowing about the artists who are still there?
Well, initially, as I said, the idea was just to introduce the graffiti art from Iran because it's so different. And then, you know, we had a little viewing by some collectors, and every single one of them, the first thing out of their mouth was, you know, this is not what we expected. So, you know, that basically answered my question, which was that's what I was hoping for, because I knew nobody knows what, you know, these young artists work with. So I think I have kind of, and tonight we will know when all these people are going to show up, that is the case.
What do you think was expected?
I don't know.
We'd like to hear from you about this kind of artwork. It opens in downtown Los Angeles at two exhibitions, and whether or not you find yourself as having been an artist whose work may have been suppressed in your home country, or do you look back to your home country and see what kind of work is being done there now, even though you may live in this country? Call us at 866-893-5722. The number is 866-893-KPCC, or the other way you can tell us is on the Pat Morrison page at kpcc.org. Amitus Motivala, you show in Iran as well as in the United States.
Yes. Yes, I do.
How different is the work you show there, and do you have to be aware of how different it is and what it is?
Actually, the only pieces that I don't show there are very sexual pieces. I have a couple of characters and a few pieces that I do that are very sexually charged. But everything else, people are really receptive to it. And also, I have a character called the Sand Ninja, and there are many people in Iran who were asking me for images of the Sand Ninja. And that's actually very sexualized. I can't publicly display it, but it's shared. Just like you would go to a party and take off your hijab, you know, I can also go somewhere and share my images of Sand Ninja.
And is there a difference in Iran between what people regard as gallery art and the kind of street art that is at this other exhibition?
Yes.
How does that play out?
Well, I think that gallery art, there are so many different types of galleries. But the gallery that I'm starting a relationship with right now is a gallery that's known for doing more conceptual art. And so it's art that, you know, you're required to actually take some time and think about it a little bit. And, you know, the meaning is not so direct, where the public art there, which is the street art that I'm talking about, that's not the, you know, the sanctioned street art, is something that communicates clearly with the public. Very different from street art here, which, I mean, some of it does communicate clearly with the public, but there it's not so much a dialogue between graph artists. It's a dialogue with people in general.
So it's not tagger versus tagger necessarily, but a message that's out there that everybody would see and understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Shervin Shahbazi, the work that's done there, the political work, it's not finding its way into the galleries for obvious reasons, I guess. But is it welcomed on the street? How long does it last? Does it get whitewashed immediately, or do people give it a wide berth?
Well, you know, looking at photographs that come out of Iran, I have noticed that, for instance, another artist who's more experienced and he's been around longer, named Alone, he had basically wheat pasted his work, and the background was the images of the protests. So, you know, at this moment in time, I think the government has much more to worry about than chasing after, you know, some street artists. So I imagine they don't really have that kind of a problem, even though they have told me that if they're caught using political images, then they would be in trouble.
Do you know of any who have been caught?
Not really.
And Amitis Motivalli, what are the rules? Are there written rules? Are there standards that every artist knows what you can hang in a gallery and what you can't? What pushes the envelope and what's within the envelope?
There actually aren't a lot of rules. And when it comes to a political work, my work is very political, and it's highly received there, far more than it is here. It's received by people who are in government as well. I mean, they have no problem with it. But it depends on what kind of politics. And anything that's highly sexualized or has a very Western theme to it is really what is frowned upon. But official rules, I don't think there are any laws written about it.
So it's pretty much up to the artist in the gallery to decide what's inappropriate?
Yes. And the gallery I'm working with right now, Iran, really decides to constantly push the boundaries.
Let's hear from you at 866-893-KPCC as we talk about these two separate exhibitions of Iranian art produced by people living in this country and by people living in Iran, which has a very political content to it, one at the Bradbury Building, the other at the Crewe West Gallery in downtown Los Angeles. 866-893-KPCC is how you call us here. Jahan is in West Los Angeles with a call. Thanks. Go ahead.
Hi, Pat, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I haven't seen the exhibits. I'm actually looking forward to going downtown. But, you know, my daughter is Israel. She's an Israeli Jew, and she's been going over into the occupied territories, crossing the wall with great difficulty with her boyfriend and documenting what's going on there. And, in fact, he's German and went out to renew his visa. And when he returned, they put him in a cell overnight and put him on the first flight out of Germany.
Wow. Did they take his film away as well?
No, his film is in the territories. They were making a documentary, and it's in Bethlehem and Ramallah. So, and I think she has a lot of she's a photographer and he's a cinematographer. So they were working together on it, and I think she has most of it still, but they would not let him back in. They were always hassling them from going across the border. And so it's a phenomenon that is all over.
It is. It is worldwide. Thank you, Jahan, for the call. And Michelle is calling from Griffith Park. Michelle, thank you for your call.
Hi. Actually, it's Michelle Marie, and I'm an Iranian-American artist working in Los Angeles on a theater piece. It's called My Life as a Terrorist. And I just wanted to chime in because I think that The art world here in America is a lot more closed than we like to think. And it's wonderful to have this conversation, but it's also important to remember that, you know, Iranians in America have always been marginalized. There's no, you know, sort of official sort of box that we can check when we're trying to get, whether it be grants, fellowships, or shows. And And for me, when I'm in Iran, I have a very difficult experience trying to get people to talk about the hostage crisis and in 1979 and all of the political events surrounding that time.
All right, Michelle, let's get a comment from our two guests. Amitus Motivalli, have you found that to be the case here in this country?
Marginalized, yes. There's a couple of things. There's, of course, a restriction, but there's also a freedom in not having a box to check off. I do always
check. Why do you need a box?
Well, I prefer not to have a box, actually, but I check off usually Asian if I need to because I'm Asian. That's the continent I'm from. But there's a certain space right now which can be restrictive and which can be freeing. And I'm finding that through building community, and in particular with Iranians here who are interested in kind of overcoming all of that, the restrictions can be far less.
Shervin Shabazi, are you finding some of that as well?
Well, I agree with Amitis and what she said about this, but I want to speak to the other point that she had in terms of art being limited here. I did this show for the city of L.A. for the 225th birthday of city of L.A. for the city. And before we opened the show, there were people who basically came in and censored two of the pieces. So I had just as
it was an official sponsored by the city of L.A.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. We want to thank both of you, Shervin Shabazi and Amitus Motivalli. The works are downtown. One is at the Crew West Gallery in downtown L.A. That's from the streets of Iran. And the other at the Bradbury Building, Traces of Being, works by Iranian and Iranian-American artists running there through November. Thank you both for being here. We'll have more information on the website.
Thank you.